As entrepreneurs, we have real challenges. We're asked to perform every day and make a huge difference. It's kind of like athletes, but there's a difference. Athletes train 90% of the time and perform for maybe 10% of the time. We as entrepreneurs all too often train, not so much. It's 100% performance. And we're asked to do some really heavy lifting. And I have a specialist, both in the athletes, trained and is one of the top athletes in the world. I mean, as a matter of fact, holds many of the world records in lifting, including a deadlift of a 17-ton truck. So this is the combination of not only heavy lifting as entrepreneurs, but more importantly, how we as entrepreneurs can perform at these high levels so that we can make this huge difference in the world. You don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep. Think bold. Drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
Tom Enkeldahn, I am so excited to have you here with me. You know, one of the things that Accelerating Entrepreneurial Success, we call AESNation.com, is that we want to help people, not only entrepreneurs, not only do great in business, but have great lives. And what's more important than having great health? And you are a guy that is living the talk and making a big difference. So first of all, thank you for joining us, the magic of Skype here.
Thank you for talking with me.
We have a very good mutual friend, Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach. And Dan is the number one coach of entrepreneurs really in the world. And I really respect his opinion. And you and I met through Dan. And you are doing some pretty amazing things to help people like me and others, our fellow entrepreneurs, really do well in business. But you know, this isn't something that most entrepreneurs even think about. I mean, what is it that you really do?
You know, basically, I help people, and the way that I help them is I measure things inside their body, and we find out things that's going on inside of them that no one else can find, and then we give them really clear advice on what to do to make everything work better inside. Because it basically involves drawing blood, analyzing it, all kinds of different molecules like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, hormones, inflammatory markers, a lot broader spectrum of things than you might get, you know, from going to your general practitioner or to the hospital.
Well, and it's so important. I mean, I recently, with all the changes in healthcare here in the U.S., I recently used a concierge group, and they're affiliated with the Cleveland Clinic, and, you know, doing all the my blood work, and they found some things that I hadn't seen before, and we're doing more and so on. And that's actually where Dan said, hey, I reach out to Tom because, you know, he does this stuff and understands what, as entrepreneurs, you know, so often many of us are, well, hopefully all of us are getting older. You know, we're going to continue that pattern. What are some of the things, you know, as baby boomers, you know, whether we're at the early stage or the late stage of the boom cycle, you know, that we want to be sensitive to if we're going to be performing at a high level?
Well, I guess first, making sure you're getting really good sleep, because there's all kinds of risk factors for diabetes and heart disease and arthritis that typically the way they're treated is they're treated at the site of the tissue, meaning, okay, so your blood sugar's high, so the doctor's going to put you on some medication to help stabilize your blood sugar. But there's some excellent data that shows if you're not sleeping right, you're going to have an increase in hemoglobin A1C, and it may not be directly due to the fact that if your blood sugars are getting out of whack, but it was a simple fix. You could just get better quality sleep, and that could have huge ramifications. In terms of directly measuring things in the blood, I focus on things that we cannot produce first. That's a very different approach than what most facilities focus
on. So when you talk about that you focus on things that we can't produce, what does that mean? You know, help me better understand that.
So, like, for example, vitamins, minerals, essential amino acids, essential fatty acids. We don't produce those substances. We have to get them from outside the body, whether it's eating food, whether it's taking supplements, whether it's intravenous fluids, but like somehow we have to get these nutrients from outside the body to inside the body. And when you're low in those things, it has like a negative downward spiral where all kinds of other substances could be low. So for example, you hear a lot about how testosterone declines with aging. And my data doesn't support that. My data shows that if I get 90-year-old men healthy, their testosterone levels are much higher than guys in their 40s and 50s. So if it was strictly age, then there should be no way a 90-year-old man should have higher testosterone levels than a 40-year-old man. Yet when we work with guys, we find that all the time, we find exactly the opposite.
You know, I love what I do. I'm passionate about what I do. And, you know, as we build these great platforms, we've got great businesses, we're doing really well. The one thing we don't want to do is leave it. And, you know, the classic retirement that, you know, at 55, retire early. You know, I've had friends that do that. I'm 58. And I go, God, well, awful. I mean, I don't want to play golf 5 days a week. I mean, I have a hard enough time playing it once, you know, type thing. And then you go and I had the good fortune to talk to yesterday a CEO, a former CEO of one of the Fortune 50 companies. He's 83, and he was running a two-day workshop on leadership. And he had the energy, Tom, to really, you know, make a difference. And, I mean, you know, geez, it was so inspiring. And, you know Dan Sullivan well, and Dan is committed to me. I mean, we're doing a lot of things in partnership, and he's 70, and he's got a 25-year plan, and he's saying you're one of the guys helping him keep that 25-year plan. And that's not to live 25 years. That's to be effective for the next 25 years in business. So, I mean, how do we do that? I mean, as entrepreneurs, we all want that now.
Yeah, so a part of it is a lot of people come in and they look at health as an expense as opposed to repackaging that and shifting their mindset to health is an asset. When you're healthy, life comes easier to you. You don't stress as much, you sleep better, you physically move better, you sexually perform better. But pretty much everything every guy wants is easier when you're healthier. And it really isn't that difficult to be healthier. You just need to know what to do. And in order to know what to do, you just need to have objective measurements that guide you. So instead of guessing, like every good entrepreneur has metrics. They have objectively defined variables that say, what's the return on my investment when I'm doing this project, task, service, product? Yet when it comes to their own health, ask the guy, what's your total cholesterol? Almost no one knows that. Now go deeper and ask them, what's your oxidized cholesterol, oxidized LDL? Almost everybody goes, I never heard of that. So if you don't, you never heard of critical things that can determine if you're going to live or die, then how could you predict if you're going to be healthy long term?
Not surprisingly, as I'm getting a little older, I'm a little bit more interested in all this stuff. Okay. You know, things don't quite perform at the level they once did. And, you know, the me running at a 7-minute pace doesn't happen anymore, a mile at a 7-minute pace. But it's, you know, that having the energy to be fully engaged as an entrepreneur is just so critical. And, you know, how would we go about as an entrepreneur, you know, hey, we're interested. I mean, I can't imagine anybody watching this or watching the video podcast or listening to this who isn't interested in, you know, their health. I mean, okay, it goes without saying that we're all interested in that. But Tom, what do they do? You know, it's one thing to say that you're interested, and then I go to my doctor, and this is before I sign up with one of the concierge services where it's a whole different thing. But prior to that, I'd go, and, you know, I get 5 minutes, and, you know, that was it. And I actually went to one of the major, you know, Stanford executive clinic. I'd go once a year there and get the executive thing, pay a whole bunch of money, and, you know, for the most part, they just told me, John, lose weight. You know, I mean, it's like paying $2,500 to lose weight. Yeah, I'm not sure that was it. So, I mean, how do you help guys like me?
Well, first thing I'll say is, you know, all the places you mentioned, I have colleagues that work there. I have a tremendous amount of respect for what they've done. The difference, though, my background as an athlete, I don't want to settle. I don't want to be second place in anything I do. I want to be first place. And I bring that passion and commitment with all of my doctors and my company when we take on a case. And it starts out real simple. People go to the website, they go to the section for patients, which is getting started now. They click on the link, fill out a form, and then they're in the system. and then my team follows up, and we pretty much develop individualized programs for everyone that comes through. Most people at the beginning, there's a lot of similarity because so many people don't have basic information about their health. So I would dare say that if, let's say, 100 entrepreneurs right now called me and I looked at all of their medical records, I would see glaring weaknesses in their health charts. They're missing basic information on vitamin and minerals, essential amino acids, essential fatty acids. And because they're missing that, you know, whoever's involved in their treatment or their care plans or something, they're going to make decisions that maybe aren't the best for them. So put them on medications or recommend strategies like lose weight. We're a little bit more precise than that. We actually have people come into our clinic. We assess you by looking at how you move. Do you compensate and put more weight on your left leg than your right leg? Does your hip shift side to side? Does your shoulder slope down more than the other side? So when I'm done, first of all, I guarantee before you leave, you're going to be moving better. And second of all, when I'm done, the strength of our relationship is such that you're going to want me in the corner for life because you're going to feel results right away. And if you don't feel results right away, I'm going to get back on the phone and figure out why and make sure it happens.
We owe it to all our stakeholders. We owe it to our clients, our customers. We owe it to our teammates, our partners, our family members, and to ourselves to, you know, live a full life with a lot of energy. So not only for the business side, but so we can have a lot of fun doing this. Tom, let me go, one of my favorite segments. And we call it Life Intrudes. I mean, nobody gets out of life unscarred. And somebody who's lifting trucks, moving airplanes, doing all this stuff. I know as an entrepreneur, everybody gets scarred. But when you're moving that stuff, you get more scarred. What was there a moment that, what caused you to do, you know, create the business that you have today?
Physically, I got very, very sick when I was training for the Olympics. This would have been back in the very early 90s. I was training for the Olympics and Olympic weightlifting. And my body weight was stable. I've been exactly 181.5 pounds for about 3 years. And all of a sudden, I lost about 25 to 30 pounds in a period of about 3 or 4 days. And as I was going through that, this tremendous weight loss, along the way, I kept going to the hospital, to the ER, and I kept saying, there's nothing wrong with you. And I kept saying, I don't lose 5 or 10 pounds in one day. That's not how my body behaves. And they kept saying, well, we checked your blood pressure, we checked your heart rate, everything's fine. And then by the third day, I had to be admitted to the ER because I lost so much water weight, I was losing consciousness. And I had asked the doctor for an antibiotic, and he refused to treat me because he said, I don't want you to get antibiotic resistance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, wouldn't it be more a worst case scenario if I die from dehydration,
yeah.
Antibiotic resistance. And he refused to treat me. So I asked for a second doctor. That doctor agreed to treat me. Within 2 hours, I was fine after that prescription. And I just realized that the healthcare model is just, it's so contaminated by just doing a one-size-fits-all model. So everybody walks to the door. When you present with a certain thing, you're getting this treatment. And that was like a major turning point. Prior to that, I've been in research, and I love doing research. I was able to find out things with my research group at Penn State 10 to 20 years before the rest of the world did. So we loved it. We loved being that far ahead of the curve. But what we realized, you know, as we were going through some of this stuff, we were doing studies at the time to figure out how to make the average woman stronger than the average guy, given that the woman lifts weights and the guy doesn't. And we did that study back then. Every single guy said, there's no way the woman's going to be stronger than me. 6 months later, we proved every guy that said that wrong. And we had women lifting all kinds of huge weights, and the guys were absolutely shocked because at that point, remember, this is early 90s. No one imagined that. Then we went on, and we took men over 100 years of age, and we showed that just adding 3 pounds of muscle to a guy over 100, that's the difference between him being in a wheelchair and having a care nurse assistant push him around and bathe him and, you know, on 12 meds, and that same guy having no medications and not needing a wheelchair, just 3 pounds of muscle. So, I mean, that was shocking findings at the time. And so we, you know, I realized there's a business opportunity here that if people would just educate it a little bit more quickly, a little bit more customized, individualized fashion, you know, they can get stronger faster. They could rehab way 8 times faster, and they could do things that no one would expect could be done by someone given their age.
Well, and I just, you know, I want to stop for a second here. That, I mean, that is so important. You know, we all have family members who have, you know, aged, and we see, you know, the challenges. And I mean, and I can relate to that, you know, personally, a family situation that 3 or 4 pounds of muscle would make such a difference. And, you know, if we're going to perform at a high level for a long period of time, really enjoy life, this is so important. Let me ask you, let me go to a segment here. And we call it, Tom, the big breakthrough. And you are competing at the Olympic level. I mean, this is huge. You've been a competitive power lifter all your life. Also went to med school. What was a big breakthrough that you've got this successful clinic now in Arizona and you're making this different? I mean, what happened that had you become such, you know, move from athlete, research to, you know, medical health entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I wish I could say I was smart enough to figure it all out on my own, but I can't. I've been really, really fortunate that I met lots of people much smarter than me. I think my saving grace is that I realized they were smarter than me, and I learned from them. And when I got involved with your strategic coach program, I had some excellent coaching early on. Just a lot of different entrepreneurs who's taught me how to, you know, how to think differently. And what I realized is lots of people wanted the information that I had in my head and what that the doctors in my practice had. We just need to make them aware of it, you know. And then as we kind of, as I start focusing on reading some of these entrepreneurial books and things like that and going to more of these entrepreneurial type of programs, then I started realizing how to package things better and make it, you know, more easily available.
I give a little plug for our mutual friend, Dan Sullivan. You know, what he's so good at is helping us think through 10X growth. How can we really magnify what we're doing in business? I mean, so many of us as entrepreneurs think of it as incremental. It's been really easy for you, Tom, to just think about growing your medical practice just a little bit. But what Dan does is he forces you to think, okay, what would it be like if you were 10 times the size, you're making 10 times the impact that you're making today or some measure of 10. And all of a sudden you shoot the paper away. You got to start with a clean sheet of paper and build that out. And you know, one of the things I love about you and other professional, you know, healthcare professionals, but really everybody, but you know, there's just such a need. I mean, 1/6 of the economy is healthcare. And I don't know anybody who's going to say it's the best money spent, you know, every last dollar of it. So being entrepreneurial, really making a difference. Let me go to this segment. I want to ask you your passion. What, you know, given this transition you've been doing, what are you most passionate about now?
Well, in terms of, you know, when someone walks through the door and they're told there's been, you know, basically been given thought that there's no hope, you know, they have a terminal illness, they're never going to walk again. I am most passionate about the intellectual challenge of taking on that case and showing them, you know, there's other options on what they've been given. I've done some really cool things throughout my career. I've helped some of the biggest, fastest, strongest guys compete in sports. But nothing, for me personally, nothing can compare to the feeling of someone that was told to never walk again. And then 7 days later, after my team has been working with them, they're walking. Or when they're told there's no hope, you're going to die from this terrible illness. And after my team is working with them months later, they're not only healthy, they're competing in a triathlon, they're skiing down mountains. And the last thing to worry about now is dying because they have a newfound discovery of life thanks to the stuff we've done. So I would say that's what I'm most passionate about.
Medical health has improved so dramatically. And as entrepreneurs, it's kind of foolish for us not to take advantage of all these tools and really have the energy so that we can make, as Steve Jobs says, that little dent in the universe too. The application of the day. What would you recommend to your fellow like-minded entrepreneurs you know, that would be a useful tool to help them on their journey of really being at peak performance?
So I meet a lot of very busy professionals in all different walks of life, and they always say, I wish I had more time. There's not enough time in a day. Like, I know I need to exercise. And so a cool app that's free I recommend a lot is called Tabata Sport Interval. And Tabata is spelled T-A-B-A-T-A. And it's just a free app you can download through the Droid platform or an Apple platform or a Windows platform. And basically what it is, it's like a workout timer. It allows you to set up circuits so that you can train very intelligently and very efficiently. And as businessmen, we have to think that when we exercise, we need to apply intelligence and efficiency to that. We should not be working out for hours every day. We should think about how do we maximize return on our investment in the gym. So less time, but more with better results.
No, that's great. And I do use something like that. I will download it, though. I even use a Metrodome to get the timing down and so on. And that was just introduced to me. And that's been phenomenal because, you know, efficient, you're doing exactly what you plan to do.
Sure.
What would be the book that jumps out at you?
Well, I've read a lot of books, but Mastering the Rockefeller Habits, for sure. I give that book a lot of credit for sort of opening my mind to how a healthy, growing company, you know, should be organized.
Yeah, let me put that up on screen. I mean, this is a mutual friend. Vern is actually, at the time of the recording, we're running a virtual conference tomorrow, and we're going to have just short of 3,000 fellow entrepreneurs. So always check out at aesnation.com, and we've got virtual conferences, webinars, as well as our five-day-a-week business. But Vern has done a keynote address, and I get the opportunity to view all of these ahead of time. And, I mean, Vern, I've read his books and so on. This is the first time I really got to work with him, and he's phenomenal. So I can see why you like it so much. He really is telling the entrepreneurs how you can effectively grow your business and, you know, where to really put that focus in. The entrepreneurial insight of the day, and what I'd like to hear from you, Tom, is what would be that one entrepreneurial insight you want to share with your fellow entrepreneurs?
Just that health requires planning, requires consistency. And do not stick with the same thing for too long. So you're right.
Key takeaways. When I look at this, and it is so important what Tom's sharing with us. I mean, it's an amazing part that what we should do is, number one, you know, key takeaway to me is we got to manage our energy. And that means we got to take health serious. And I always think of it as athletes. That many of us, you know, were, you know, successful athletes, some of us high school, some college, some pro, but we were athletes once, and we know the training that we did to be good, and some of us great. Well, we don't do the training on the entrepreneurial side. We don't take as good a care of our body. I know too many of us who haven't done that, including myself. And that's something I'm really serious about. I wish I had done it, kept it up going a little bit more. So number one is think of yourself. In my mind, I like to always think of it, Tom, as a corporate athlete, that, you know, we're going to have high performance here. Number two is be consistent. You know, as entrepreneurs, we're, most of us, if we're having a lot of success, we're systemic. I always like the term nail it and scale it, that we figure out the process and then we scale it up. Well, health is a lot like that, is once we get, you know, whatever methodology we're going to structure, we structure it into our life and then put it in place. We use timers, we use metrodomes, whatever it is we use. And then the last one, and this is a big one, and it's a personal one for me that you started with, Tom, it's sleep. That, you know, without the sleep, the amount of, sometimes we think, you know, we can just go in, you know, 100 miles an hour, run all the time. We don't need sleep. We're different. You know, we're entrepreneurs. And the reality is we put ourselves at risk, and not only ourselves, but everyone around us. They want you to have a great quality of life so that you can accomplish great things. Hey, Tom, what, where can they get resources? You've got two websites, if I remember. We've got the first one up, the Human Health Specialists. What's there for them?
Well, when you go to the Human Health Specialists website, there's a place to sign up for our free newsletter. What you could do is click on services.
Mm-hmm. I'm clicking on it right now.
And there's a whole list of things that just kind of overviews what we can provide. There's, if you want a quick link on that same page, services, go down to the bottom, you'll see a quick link for a Healthy Living newsletter. And they could sign up for a free newsletter. They could read some of the back issues that we have. And some of the things we're focusing on right now is I have all kinds of guys come in saying, hey, I'm taking this product. Does it work? What a lot of guys don't know is I've tested thousands of products. I've done chemical testing. I've done physiological testing, meaning when you take it, what is it actually doing in your body? So we have tremendous details and insight about products that work and products that don't do anything. So we could at least, if nothing else, we could at least guide people on, yeah, it works or not. It's not the right chemical form or it's not the right dose. And we're very, very strong believers in that. We practice what we preach. Everyone in my company exercises and works out and eats healthy and gets plenty of sleep.
I've never understood the logic when you show up and your doctor's serious overweight, you know, and you're not. And he's telling you you should lose a little weight, and he tells you all the things he's got going on. It just doesn't, it doesn't correlate well.
When I was at University of Miami, I had to do different rotations with different types of docs. And some of the docs are really like in the anti-aging field. They all died in their 50s because they never practiced anything that they would tell their patients to do. And the cardiologist had gotten so obese he couldn't button his shirt. And so what I got away from that experience is I don't want to be that cardiologist. I don't want to be that anti-aging guy that, you know, that dies prematurely because I wasn't listening to my own advice.
Tom, thank you very much for joining us. Remember, you can always go, everyone that's watching this, to AESnation.com. You'll get the transcript, all the links that Tom and I talked about. And above all, remember your current and future clients. They're counting on you. You're going to rise to the occasion. Take care of yourself. Have great health. Wish you the best.
Exceptional. Remarkable. Breakthrough. AESNation.com.